morning. I'm Mark Heron. I'm here presenting today on behalf of the Legislative Work Group. And let me just say, first of all, that our work group is a little different from the others that you'll be hearing from today or have heard from so far in two ways. First, we actually began our work last September, a couple of months before the November conference. And second, while we have met with several city and suburban school officials, members of the Board of Regents, and legislative staff, we do not come here with recommendations this morning. While some of these work groups that you've just listened to may be finished with their work, ours is actually just beginning. Next slide, please. The content of our legislative proposal, which we hope will be acted on during the 2016 state legislative session, will come from you and from others who have a stake in finding solutions to the crisis of high poverty city schools. Let me just take a minute to say what we mean by proposal. Most or all of the ideas that we will be talking about today require some legislative or regulatory action. We will not be writing actual legislation, but rather drafting a fairly comprehensive proposal which can be incorporated into legislation by professional staffs in Albany. We've been encouraged, actually, to think big about this concept. Come up with a bold set of proposals for achieving socioeconomic integration of our schools in our county. I'm sure we won't get everything we ask for, but if we don't ask for a lot, we will surely get very little or nothing. We expect to have a proposal ready for review by September the 15th, so we've got a busy summer ahead of us. And we hope that the legislature and regents will act on our request during the upcoming legislative session. Next slide, please. It's pretty clear from months of conversation on the GSA coordinating team and with our 60-day work groups that a formal proposal will incorporate a call for countywide magnet schools. We've heard a lot about that today. We've heard a lot about it in the last few weeks. This is a way to offer innovative programs that will appeal to and serve well both city and suburban students. Next slide, please. Our proposal may also include a further expansion and perhaps retooling, as you've heard this morning from Jeff and Leslie, of the urban-suburban program, especially to encourage that suburban to city flow, which was always a hope for the program. Next slide. We will also look at ideas for new partnerships between city and suburban districts, or perhaps even partnerships between individual city and suburban schools. Next slide. As we move toward a formal proposal, important questions remain to be answered. Our work groups today have presented both research and recommendations that will help to shape this plan. But while identifying educational programs that can appeal to families on both sides of the city line will be challenging, the hardest part of shaping a serious proposal will be agreeing, as Mark just alluded to a minute ago, on ways to pay for these changes and to oversee and to build accountability into We've experienced a deep reservoir of goodwill in the meetings that we've had with our subgroup, and a recognition that major changes are needed if we are to improve the educational opportunities and outcomes for the poorest children in our community. Next slide, please. But we have to find a path forward through the fiscal and political realities that can derail the best of plans. School districts, city and suburban, have real and legitimate concerns about the loss of revenue that could result from students opting for countywide schools. Next slide, please. And there are important questions of governance when we propose these new types of programs, from personnel and hiring decisions to program evaluation and siting matters. All of these things must be worked out. Finally, let me say that GS4A has been tightly focused, as you've heard today, on socioeconomic integration, and the legislative program that we develop will surely reflect that focus. But none of us on the legislative team believes that such a proposal will solve all the educational problems that we face. The research clearly leads us to conclude that socioeconomic integration can dramatically improve outcomes for the poorest children. It is necessary, but not sufficient, to guarantee better outcomes. We support this principle and will work for legislation to advance it because it is time to take that first step toward educational equity in Monroe County. We know it will not be simple or easy, but we think it's time to start. And actually, we look forward to your guidance this morning. Now, one other little point of interest on this, we will not have a breakout group for the legislative session because when you think about it, what we're looking for is what all the other groups are going to give to us. So we'll be circulating around to those other groups. But if you want input, obviously, onto legislative matters, pick one of those groups and tell us what you think. Thanks so much.